Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, fam. This is Healer Asset Mariam. I am so excited about tonight's show because we are bringing in one of the nicest, most wonderfulest, most whateverest energies in brotherhood that I have ever been able to know. And I'm excited that he's joining us for God's Awakening and bringing this in. So you are on God's Awakening. This is the Balance to Goddess Awakening. We have been on the air for 7 years next month, family. That is a huge, huge, huge accomplishment. And we are so, so proud of it. Next month, we are going to be doing all types of celebratory things to say thank you for staying with us for so long. But more than anything, let's get into this show because I want to first express my gratitude to the brother for coming on and being with us. This brother has been just has stood post. That's like really the most I can just really say about this brother. He has just stood post and been firm and strong and been a wonderful, wonderful divine brother to me on so many levels, from spiritual to growth to studying to personal to calming me down to lifting me up to doing all of that. And he doesn't just do it to me. He does it to everyone who is in his circle. And anyone who knows his brother is blessed. And I just thought it was natural to say, come and do God's Awakening because we need consistency, and that's one thing that Brother Skari has displayed for me within our friendship and our brother and sisterhood is consistency. So I say, why not come and do God's Awakening? And he was up for the task, and I'm so honored that he was because I'm excited for what he has to give. So without further ado, I could spend the whole hour bragging on how wonderful I think this brother is and how wonderful of a thing. Can I say it? I'm just happy for what's happening in his life. I really want to kind of spill the beans on something, but I'm not going to do it, but I really want to. But I'm just happy for everything that's happening in his life right now. So without further ado, Brother Skari, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, sis. Thank you. That's peace. I love you. I love you so much. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm a Skari. Peace and blessings. Assalamu alaikum, Islam, Hotep, Namaste, peace. So, this is God's Awakening. And the first thing I would like to address is the purpose of this platform and with me, the purpose of this platform with me. You know, we're here to build, you know, to travel, to cipher, to inform and to equip one another with the tools, insights, and consciousness to walk in our divine authority, our Godship, our Godhood. See, us as men and women, sisters, I'm not excluding you nor discounting your efforts, because I know your value, and I honor that, first and foremost. But that's another show. I've entitled that show, Gods and Goddesses Exchange. I think that's an important topic to speak on. But this is about the men. So we are going to dig into that. See, as I was saying, us as men, we wear many different hats. You know, we're kings, we're warriors, you know, we might be executives, some of us are entrepreneurs, we're fathers, we're husbands, we're sons, we're nephews, uncles, you know, the list can go on and on and on and on. The point is that we have these hats. We also wear the... we're also in the office of God, and that is most important. See, because that office of God, it should direct or actuate. It should be the actuating force that directs the other offices, right? Because that God energy is, it comes directly from the source, right? The Most High. You know, you might call him God, Goddess. You might call him Allah, Jah, Ra. You know, whatever it is, that operating force is within us, and that we are directly connected to it. So we should constantly operate out of that space with that consciousness. See, this is how we arrive to virtue and these other offices. We can direct its course to virtue, whatever office that is, right? But we sometimes get the signal mixed up, or we have our priorities out of line. You know, we want to be the warrior all the time, right? But we don't have God in that equation, right? Or we want to be king, but we lack that God. And I'm not speaking of God that is without, but I'm speaking of the God that's within, right? Because that's the directing, the director of this whole show. So, I wanted to address that, in that, you know, this platform is, like I said, for us to build and travel, you know, to inform each other, to give each other insights. So I'm encouraging the brothers and the sisters to please press one. Get involved. Become active. Get involved with the topic and the conversation. So tonight, I wanted to speak on brotherly love and unity. This is important to me because I believe that our condition can change. In fact, I have faith that it can change. But it's going to take more than just the one God. It's going to take a collective effort, everybody playing a part, whatever that looks like, as long as it's active. We're not sitting around pointing and saying, oh, man, this is messed up over here, or that's messed up, or, well, it is. Yeah, it's messed up, but what are we doing about it? Right, we have to be active. Who are we connecting with? Right? What is the message that we're sending to the next generation? Are we saying that it's okay to point, but we are not leading the way? Are we saying that it's okay to make these observations, but we can't come together to do something about it? So that is my topic for today: unity, brotherly love, right, and unity. And I guess the first thing that I wanted to, it's actually a three-pronged question. Okay, I'm going to just dive right into it. My first question is, what barriers do we have to us uniting, becoming a movement, one, Right? Because you see everybody else doing it, but us, our community, right? So what are the barriers? Why is this happening? Right? First, you know, I would say that we have to be the change that we want to see, right? That's some Gandhiism right there for you. Right? That's a little Gandhiism. But we have to be the message that we want to, or the change that we want to see, and also be the message that we bring. So I can't say for us to unite, so I can't say for us to come together and show love if I'm not expression of that, if I'm not walking in that. Okay. So my other question is, what barriers have we ourselves created that block our uniting? And which ones have been created for us? Right. Because some of this stuff is not of our own doing, right? We've been conditioned a certain way. And please don't get me misunderstood, because I don't believe in excuses. Like, I don't operate out of that. You know what I mean? Like, Jim Crowism, Willie Lynch degrees, it happened, man, and it is a conditioning. But we're in a space right now where, man, we've always been gods. We've always been that. So, like, it's time to walk in that, like, with no excuse, because we have each other, we have the resources that we need to do the work. So, what are the barriers? This is my question. Would you say that it's fear? It could be. And if it is fear, then what is it that we are afraid of? Is it success? Is it the responsibility of taking lead, taking charge, taking ownership of ourselves? Are we afraid to be ourselves, our divine selves? Or are we so comfortable that we just want to stay in this dismal condition? I don't know. Me, myself, personally, I'm not that comfortable. It's like, I love us. I love the brotherhood. I love the sisterhood. I love the community. I love us. And I know that we can be better. So are we afraid of changing our condition? Because it can be changed. Or do we not believe, do we not think that it can be changed? Because if you don't think it can be changed, then there's no hope. There's no hope, right? Because that's where it all starts, right? With the thought, thinking, right? Thought is the cause of it all. There is nothing that is happening right there. There's no reality that is not caused by the effect or the cause of thoughts. It's not. So we have to first think that our condition can be changed, and I do. I know it, man. So what else is there? Could it be that we suffer from a lack of knowledge? knowledge of self, knowledge of God. And again, I'm speaking of the God within, not the God without. Okay? Because the God without is actually within and in everything. But if we lack this understanding, again, if we have no interest in this, and I'm not speaking to the initiated, the those gods who know their gods. This, you know, part itself, this is not for you. This is for the brothers and sisters who don't get it. See, we have to come into this God consciousness, man, which is love, the love of self, know thyself, right? That's plastered all throughout the ancient temples of Kemet, Egypt. You know, you walk in one room, you know, it's on the wall. Know thyself, know thyself. This is a universal message. So we have to come in contact with that great self, that higher self, that God self that's within, which gives us the power to create. Not only create, but govern that which we create. See, nothing like our condition. I don't care where you at right now, what you got going on. Your best thinking brought you to that space, to that place. Now, if your best thinking brought you there, I don't know if it's super lavish or if you're in the gutter. I'm in the projects right now. You know what I'm saying? But I know that this condition can change with my thinking. That's what I do know. So what other barriers are there to us coming together, right? To us uniting, to us being
for a second. So I'm going to just give him an opportunity to call back in. That's what happens when the energy is high, y'all. Again, welcome to God's Awakening. And we are introducing to you Brother Askari as the new host of this show. And it is a divine show. As you can see, the focus is all about ensuring that the brothers understand the importance of the brotherhood, unity, and what it means to get past these barriers. And what are your barriers that you are that you feel are there and are necessary? So we're going to continue the conversation. Brother Scar is back on. I'm going back on mute, bro.
Yeah, peace, sis. I don't know what happened there.
It's the energy. The energy gets high sometimes, and it just cuts it off. You know what happened.
Yeah, no doubt. Yes. So yeah, like I was saying, what are these barriers? Whether it, like I said, we used to be in a space, man, where we all know the ancient the ancient proverb, it takes a village, right? It takes a village. This holds true, but somehow we got away from that, and it hurts me to my heart, because we are all so dynamic, and we all have these gifts, these talents, that we bring, that we could bring to the table to make our condition better, right? We all have these insights. We all have this wisdom, you know, based on experience or being just intuitive, right? But we've gotten away from that, you know. And that just breaks my heart. Because there was a strength in that. There was a beauty in that. You know, and that is where we need to be. That's the space where we need to be in. Right? Because we can't, man. We can't do it by ourselves. Like, no man lives unto his own. No man is an island of his own. Like, as much as we want to believe that, I hope we don't believe that. Some of us do, though. That's just reality. But it's so untrue, man. We cheat ourselves when we have that thinking, when we operate from that frame of mind, from that consciousness. We cheat ourselves, and we cheat our communities, we cheat our families. And it's quite disheartening, to say the least. So that's my challenge, you know, for those who are listening who can identify with this. If you're in a space and you're not with your loved ones in the community, get active, get out there. Like, brothers, embrace the little brother, because we looking at you. And I'm a young man. I'm a young brother. You know what I mean? I ain't that young. But I'm a young brother. But we looking at the old heads. We looking at the older brothers, you know, for that insight, for that wisdom, for that camaraderie, that brotherhood, right? But we looking for that leadership, too. A lot of us come from spaces where it was just a single mom, right? Or maybe a grandma. Mom wasn't even in the picture. But there was definitely a lack of that masculine energy, right? So what do? We hit the streets. And we look for that brotherhood and places that may or may not be becoming of our development. You know, maybe we could curve some of these tough lessons. You know, I know I learned some tough ones out there. You know, I come from that. Right? But we're looking for that. We're looking for the men, the torchbearers, the men that are going to bring the lights and share the light, right? The men that are going to lead us to a space that is productive and healthy and beneficial for the community, right? The women, they're looking at us because they need men to stand, take post. They need men who will lead to virtue, right? So again, I come back to the question, what is it? What are the barriers? What is stopping us from being that? I need to know, because I don't get it. I don't get it. You know, I just don't, man. Open up your heart. Open up your minds. Open up your arms. Embrace one another. Right? Make it a no judgment zone. Okay. Make it a safe space. Make it a space where brothers are encouraged and uplifted, equipped. Oh, we need to be equipped. God. Do we lack faith? This is another question. Do we lack faith? Right? Do we not know that God is leading on, the God in us, right? Because Allah speaks to us, and I say Allah, because I choose to say Allah. It's my belief. But Allah is leading on, and Allah speaks to us in a still, small voice, right? So he who is still can hear, right? So there can be no failure, right? Victory is assured. Unless we lack faith, we don't have a strong foundation. Right? So I'm just curious as to what is the cause of this? This separation. Are we that unique? Do we feel like, oh, I'm unique. I'm different, right? 2 Chainz, right? I'm different, right? We feel like we're so different that we can't connect. We can't reach out. I mean, for what other purpose did Allah give us hands, give us these hands, but to reach out and to assist your brother man, lift your brother man up? What other purpose? Right? We too busy in warrior mode, constantly in combat? That's necessary, but it's not a thing that we need to be in all the time. It's time and place for everything. I mean, why else would he give us such eloquent speech but to encourage and uplift and breathe life into one another? We need it. It's necessary. Or maybe it's pride. Is it pride? Is it ego? Again, leading back to that separatism. I'm different. I'm so unique. Balling out the sky or whatever. All these things are barriers to us reaching the pinnacle of wisdom and in realizing our full potential as a people. It becomes a thing where it's not even about me. It's not about you, really. Like, that's real. Like, that's, like, straight up, it's not about you. Whenever we get over ourselves, then we'll be closer. It's really about we. It's about us. It's about the collective whole. And ensuring our betterment. Not for this generation alone, but for generations to come. See, we have to honor our father and our mother. And this is something that was passed down. We got away from it. We used to share our history, our toils, the things we've been through, the strides we've made through the generations. we've gotten away from it. But that is what we need. At least it's part of it. So these barriers, man, these barriers that we have put up, man, it's really a barrier from us walking in our divine authority, our divinity, our godship, our godhood, right? Because when you honor man, you honor God. Because God is in man, right? So when we walking down the street or we doing whatever we do and we see a brother and we don't embrace that brother, we don't send that brother love energy, uplifted energy, right? We don't make an attempt to connect. We do a disservice to ourselves and to our families, the global family. That's a dishonor. I hope that I'm reaching somebody. I hope that I can identify with this. So what do we do? What do we do? How do we address these barriers? Because we have to get rid of them. Because it's stopping our evolution. It's stopping our growth. It's stopping us from realizing our potential. Right? So what? You're great. So what? Like, so what? You got the corporation. You got the, what you doing? What you pushing the six? What? Like, but what's happening in the community? You know what I mean? What are you doing for the community? Oh, hold up. Maybe you don't got that six. Maybe you on foot patrol. Maybe you on foot patrol. Oh, but don't beat yourself up. Don't get down on yourself. See, because you're necessary. See, there is nothing that is insignificant. There is no work that is insignificant in doing this great work that is ours. There's nothing insufficient or in. Yeah, there's nothing that is insignificant. Every part plays a part. It says, you know, in the Hadith that a smile, you know, just a smile, man, might brighten up somebody's day, and it is looked on favorably from Allah. Taking something as simple as removing a branch out of the way, right? You know, it seems so insignificant. Really, it's not, because again, we are bound by cords to everything. Every living thing is bound by course to every other living thing. So there is nothing insignificant. Your portion, your part, is significant. That is, if you are active and you are playing a part, right? But nothing comes to a people who sit back and just watch, and they're not active. They point. And they may even say, this is the way. Right? This is how we should go. Oh, But you know what? A piece of wood could do the same thing. A block of wood could point the way. We got to be active. You know what I mean? Put your best foot forward. Right? And in doing that, we begin to knock down all the other barriers outside of self. Right? But we must deal with self first. First and foremost. We have to. We have to get rid of the fear because it limits us. It keeps us in this box. Who wants to live in a box? Or is that even living? I don't think that's living. We have to educate ourselves. We know this, right? But dude, are we active in that? Are we actively pursuing? And I'm not talking about college. You know what I mean? Because what I'm talking about, they don't even teach in school. I'm talking about that inner work. Knowledge of self. Right? But once we get an understanding of who we are, right, that the inner workings of our being, then we can understand that everything that is outside of us is really just a reflection of that which is within. We know that, right? Let's talk about that ego. That ego is a monster. Always in the way. I remember old heads used to tell me, boy, you got to learn how to get out of your own way. We be in the way of ourselves, our divine selves. Right? For what? What is the payoff? What do we gain from that? I strongly believe that my divine self, our divine selves, can and does benefit us way more than our, I don't know, our carnal self, our lower self. Right? Because it's divine. That ego is in the way. And you can always tell who's operating out of ego. It's so proud. Right? Nah, I can't. I don't get down with them. You hear it in the music today. You hear it in the lyrics. You know what I mean? Like, and it's disheartening because we missing the point. That ego will forever keep you disconnected. And that's not what this is about. It's about being connected. Connected with yourself and with everything around you. And knowing it, though. Operating from that. See, because when you operate from that, you really operate from there. You begin to do things differently. You really come from that space. You know that what you do will affect something, somewhere, maybe someone. So you become very cautious of how you move, the things that you say, and how you touch people's lives. Right? You begin to operate from a space of love. That's the best space to operate from. And yes, for my warriors, and my kings, right? Justice is very necessary, right? To rule justly requires love. Okay, to administer justice justly requires love. So we have to operate from there. To come together, to be your brother's keeper. That's foreign, right? Today that's so foreign. But to be your brother's keeper requires a love. Love of self and love for yourself. Because that's all we are. We just reflections of each other. That's it. We just reflections of one another. So I'm saying to the young brothers, to the old brothers, my elders, I honor y'all, man. I honor y'all. And I'm looking for you. I'm looking at you. At the same time, my arms are wide open. I am extending an olive branch. And I come in peace. I'm here. Let's come together. Our plights, our mission is way too important to be separated. It just doesn't really make sense, right? We can accomplish way more together than we can separated. So I would ask that if there is anyone out there who feels so compelled to share your portion, that's what this forum is for. Share with me. Vibe with me, deal with me, right? I never said that I had all the answers. Your portion is necessary. Somebody may be listening that needs your portion. And it's a thing that you probably need to get that off your plate anyway, so you can get some more, some new information. God's awakening. That's what we're here for. To awake that God that's within us. Peace.
Brother, if I may, I just want to say this was so comforting. Thank you. Thank you for joining the lineup with us. and taking on this task of God's awakening. It is very much needed. It need, you know, there needs to be a balance as the sisters are waking up, the brothers, and not to say that no one isn't waking up, but, you know, I just genuinely want to extend my appreciation for you being up for the task. I had sisters texting me questions. They didn't know if they could. So the sisters usually text me. They don't really respond. So I have two questions, if that's okay with you.
That's pieces.
Okay, so the first question is, when, I guess you made reference to honoring the sisters and you knowing who they are, and we have to honor the sisters. One sister asked, how can we tell that the brothers are honoring us, because they do, she's referencing Conscious Pimps. I did a show a couple of weeks ago called Conscious Pimps. Well, actually, a couple of months ago. This is probably in about early summer. And she's referencing Conscious Pimps, and she's saying, how can we tell Conscious Pimps versus men who genuinely do honor us? Because that's a part of what's messing the community up, is that there's a distrust.
Man, that sister, like, man, that hurts my heart to hear that. But I get it. It happened. Right? So how can we tell the difference? The number one thing that I would say would be consistency, right? Now, I grew up without a father, right? Like, the streets was my dad, no doubt. Like, this is the truth. Couldn't make it up. But my mother, she taught me how to treat a woman. And the one thing that she said is, you know, I think I even posted it on Facebook. It was funny, but she said, if you start opening doors for this woman and you pull her chair out, if you open, if you run a bathwater, whatever it is that you do, I'm not going to get all into it, but whatever it is that you do in the beginning, like, to get that woman, you have to continue to do it. So brothers become comfortable, right? We get comfortable, right? Like, whatever, we accomplish our goal, right? That's that warrior, that conqueror, right? It becomes a conquest, right? I get it. But I would say beware of consistency. That's what you're looking for, consistency. Okay. Be on the lookout for, like, sincerity, true sincerity, you know. And, I mean, that's what you want. I mean, there's really, I'm not going to say there's not a way to really know, because some brothers is real crafty with their stuff. You know what I mean? They real crafty. I get it. And that hurts, man, because, brothers, we don't, man, our women need us, man. We can't be playing with them like that. That's just, you know, a sister told me that the sisters is tired. Like, they tired, man. Like, that's powerful, man. That says a lot. Like, we slacking, man. We, and I say we. You know what I mean? I'm with y'all. I'm not separating myself. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm a brother that knows better. And so, therefore, I show better. I do better. And it's been a journey. I wasn't always like this. So, to that sister, I hope that was some insight. I hope that I answered your question. And please wait.
Okay. Second question is, are you going to address masculine spirituality? Are you going to, she said, this question actually came in when you were explaining what the show was about, and she wanted to know, you know, are you going to address spirituality from a masculine perspective?
That's peace. Yes, I will. Absolutely. That actually is the show, The Gods and Goddesses Exchange. We'll go into, because that's the foundation. It is, it's all spiritual. But that is the foundation. Like I said, if you are operating out of your godhood versus, first and foremost, versus anything else, your whatever other hat or office you may be occupying or utilizing or wearing, it is it's very it's necessary. So I'm going to address that real soon. I'm actually writing something about that right now, because it's necessary. We have to honor that. So masculine spirituality, yes.
Okay, well, you can close us out for your question and us out.
So that's peace. And again, everybody, I appreciate you tuning in, sisters, brothers. Please, like, we got to be active, man. And before I close, I just wanted to share this with you, and just think about it, because it deals with unity. And this is a covenant that I charge you all with. And the language is, you know, it's kind of old school, you know, it's from antiquity. So this is the Holy Covenant. It says, ye are the children of one Father, provided for by his care, and the breast of one mother has given ye suck. Let the bonds of affection, therefore, unite thee with thy brother, that peace and happiness may dwell in thy father's house. And when ye separate in the world, remember the relation that binds you to love and unity, and prefer not a stranger before thine own blood. If thy brother is in adversity, assist him. If thy sister is in trouble, forsake her not. So shall the fortunes of thy father contribute to the support of his whole race, and his care be continued to you all in your love to each other. I'll leave you all as I came.